Lullaby, hushaby, hasten away, little pink pilgrims till dawn of the day. Slow swings the cradle, but swift is the flight. Lullaby, hushaby, baby, good night. 19th century English lullaby. I have sung the lullaby that begins this chapter thousands of times throughout my life, and each time is as sweet as the last. In 62 years of being a nanny, I have lost count of the number of children I have cared for, but it must be approaching 100, which means I am inordinately proud to say that, despite never having given birth, I have 100 children, and my families are spread far and wide. Children are born uniquely vulnerable and with a need for love that they never outgrow. A baby has a special way of adding joy every single day and can flood your heart with love like nothing else. How strange I find it that some people claim you can never truly love a child that is not your own. This defies every instinct that runs through me, for I have loved children born to other women all my life and never had my own family. Even the little terrors, which every spirited child can be at times, I have adored with all my heart. Many I would have laid down my life for. In fact, on some memorable occasions, when I have had to flee to air raid shelters, clutching my charges to my chest, I nearly have. The outbreak of World War II catapulted me headlong into some of the most bewildering, exhausting, frightening, and challenging moments of my career. But I, like every sensible British woman I knew, never allowed terror to take hold. We had no choice but to go about our business, running the home, shopping, cooking, and keeping the nation's children happy, healthy, and as well fed as rations allowed, while chaos erupted around us. There is little I haven't come up against in the years since I began my training as a Norland nanny in 1939. Colic, bedwetting, bullying, absent mothers, sick children, freezing winters, disease, adultery, deserters, scandal, inspiring evacuees, and their memorable Cockney mothers all have conspired to make my life interesting. I know that few people get to experience the adventures I've had in my life, and I'm very grateful for the cards that were dealt to me. When you've trained in Britain's oldest nanny school and by draconian matrons of 1930s hospital wards, Hitler and his army hold no fear. Every fiber of my being was focused on the welfare of the children in my care. Nothing was more important than being the most loving and professional nanny that I could possibly be. Much has changed since World War II ended, and the dangers facing our children today have drastically altered. Back then, it was bomb blasts and malnutrition. Now, there are threats posed by the internet, things we could never have imagined. But I believe the fundamentals for bringing up happy children haven't changed. I don't intend this book to be a childcare manual. I doubt I should even have the brains to qualify as a Norland nanny today, and I haven't a clue which childcare trends are in vogue. I do know this. If your heart sings with love for little children, you can't go far wrong. Where did this all-consuming love come from in my case? I have asked myself this on many an occasion, and I think it stemmed from the moment I met my baby brother when I was 9 years old. The sense of excitement was tangible in the air at Holcroft House in Lower Farm Road, Effingham, Surrey. Every corridor, nook, cranny, and crevice in the vast house hummed with anticipation. Our cleaner, Winnie, an ageless round woman who sang as she worked, had come up from the village and polished and scrubbed the house until every surface sparkled like a new penny. Winnie was flushed red from her efforts. Got to get everything just right for the new arrival, she'd said, winking, when she'd spotted me watching her. Winnie had done us proud. The oak floors gleamed like freshly churned butter. Every room smelled of lavender polish and carbolic soap. The leather thong handles on the doors glistened with beeswax, and pretty pink roses had been picked from the garden and dotted round the house in glass vases. King George V himself, who was on the throne at the time, wouldn't have got such a rapturous reception had he showed up at Hallcroft that sunny spring morning. Little wonder the birth of my baby brother or sister was more exciting than every birthday and Christmas rolled into one. My poor mother. From the moment she first told me she was expecting, I had pestered her daily. Is the baby coming today? Where is she? She's taking so long.